Hi, my name is Pat again, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus and would like to just say some words about Ephesians chapter 6. That first, at the beginning, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And my thoughts went to sponsorship, because this meeting is focused on recovery, and so I was thinking how when I had come into 12-step recovery, I had a hard time with sponsorships. I wasn't used to taking directions from anybody. And so I had to learn to respect authority, because I have found that respecting right authority is imperative in my recovery. And then after I finally did get a sponsor, I worked half-heartedly with that sponsor, and it wasn't until I became committed to be with my food, be led with my food, that I actually learned right authority. And there's actually, that's biblical. Authority is biblical in Romans chapter 13. This is Romans 13, 1 to 3. It says, "Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right. But for those who do wrong, do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you." And that, what I learned, that I actually learned that in my physical abstinence, that I was grateful that I finally got to a place where, in the place where I was learning how to get abstinent physically, it was no way that I could have a sponsor, you know, do the program without a sponsor. And so it was like, okay, if I want what they were showing me, I needed to follow the directions. And so I learned a lot about that from what, you know, what Paul is saying here in verse 1, obedience. I learned that in working with a sponsor. And it goes on to say, "Honor your father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise. And again, that goes back to obedience, because the way that I show true honor of those who are in authority is by obedience. And it made me think, I actually started praying. I said, "Father, please don't let me fool myself into thinking that I'm much farther along than I really am. And please show me areas of resistance where I still try to undermine the authorities that you place in my life." And I pray this in the name of Jesus. I was lucky in that, and actually it wasn't luck, because I don't believe, now that I belong to the Lord, it's like someone said in their prayer request, you know, in all my ways I try to acknowledge the Lord working in my life. And so he worked it so that when I came into my food recovery, that I got one of the hardest sponsors that anyone could ever think of. Her demeanor was just opposite of all that I was used to. She was not very kind in her voice. And the reason I stayed with her for a year is that she knew how to be abstinent, regardless of how critical I was in my mind at times about her personality. She certainly had a commitment to abstinence that I did not, at that point, I didn't know how to abstain. And so I learned a lot from her. And I learned to do what she asked me to do, because I knew that I always had a choice. You know, nobody was chaining me to her, you know, and that I could certainly go and do and get a new sponsor. But I really did. I got that respect from watching her. I knew that she wasn't just talking the talk. She was walking the walk. She was abstinent day after day. And I knew that it was something that I could learn from her. In that verse 4, It says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. It made me think about me as a sponsor. One of the things that she did teach me, which I was grateful for, she pushed me out of that nest. After I got 90 days, I didn't feel like I could sponsor anyone. But she made it very clear that I didn't have to worry about how I felt. You know, that she was spending the time to sponsor me, and I needed to put myself out there to sponsor other people. And if I had any questions, that I could ask her. And so she taught me that. And so I pray that my teaching is truly a showing, that I'm not saying anything that I'm not doing, both in my sponsorship, but also in my way that I live my life, that that I do not have that duplicity. One of the things that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he was speaking to those he was shepherding, and he would say, follow me, even as I follow Christ. So my first commitment has to be to following the Lord. And if indeed I am following the Lord, then I can stand on the truth that he is my teacher through his Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. And I can step out and show another person. And I can, you know, help them along. I don't have to worry about that. And verse 6 says, obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. And again, I pray that I'm through with duplicity. I don't want to be one way, and, you know, one place, and then another way, another place. Actually, someone mentioned Celebrate Recovery, and I find that that is helping me a whole lot, too. And I was at my Celebrate Recovery group last night, and they were doing, they were giving biblical references and help about the first, the fourth step, you know, how to do step 4. And, but one of the things that I really, they had a focus question, which they usually do afterwards, and the focus questions that we were asked to talk about in our group was that, do I act differently at meetings than I do at, you know, in other places? And it was like, you know, I have to really think about that. I don't want to act one way with, you know, certain groups of people and then act another way. Because when I do that, it just shows that I'm fearful. And I don't want to live in fear. I want to be who I am in Christ. In verse 9, it says, masters, they were talking, it says, and he who is both their master, it says, masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven. And there is no favoritism with him. And that is one of the prayers that I have as a mother, as the mother of 4 children, 2 grandchildren, and 1 on the way. My prayer is always that I love them equally, that I don't show favoritism. Reading the Bible, I see where that has wreaked a lot of havoc in families. I think about even in the family of, you know, Jacob and Joseph, and how his brothers were so angry with him. They were so tired of his father making such a big to-do about Joseph, you know, that they actually, you know, put him in a cistern, you know, tried to get rid of him. And so I don't want to exacerbate that type of behavior in the ones that I shepherd, you know, my children, and also my sponsees, you know, to really give them the same amount of time and same amount of care, you know, equally. Verse 12 is a big one for me. One of the things that I can really get into, and it talks about the devil's schemes, and this is, I'll end with this. It says in the end of verse 11, it says the devil's schemes. The devil is a liar, and he is also one who is crafty. and wicked. And I have to remember that my struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, and powers of the dark world. And so what I need to say to myself a lot of time is, Pat, take off the boxing gloves, drop the criticism, and drop to your knees. I can so much get into fighting with people. And it's not even the physical, verbal fighting that I get into. I get into this mental arguing with people. I found that doing that with one of my adult children yesterday was something that they did. And boy, after I walked away from them, I mean, it was like taking the inventory, you know, over and over again. And it was like, stop it. You know, they're not your problem. Okay, they're not your struggle. Your struggle is not against them. You know, it's against the evil that would truly want you to stop praying for one another. Don't do that. You know, you're not enemies with each other. You know, I'm not enemies with my sisters and brothers in Christ. I'm not enemies with my children. I'm not enemies with my husband. You know, they're not the enemy. Evil is. And so I pray to remember that and to remember to drop to my knees.